Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum. First of all, I'd like to thank Hassan Nawab and all the other friends who put this event together. And also, thank you to all of you for coming, especially in this weather. I think it's really important, and it also endorses your commitment to the family of Prophet and Islam. So we gather here to remember Imam Hussein, who is the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and Allah's blessings be with him and his progeny. Imam Hussein was killed, brutally murdered some 1400 years ago in Karbala in Iraq at the hands of Yazid and his army. May Allah's curse be on him and his followers. I was actually hoping to say a few words for our younger generation, because I think they are the ones who get left out in all these events. But Adil, such a beautiful and philosophical term, provided really the intellectual contents of Karbala, that I thought that maybe what should I try to do is to reach out to younger generation and children by maybe giving you a perspective that most academics have, but from a very simple point of view. As you all know, the Islam is the fastest growing religion. There are 2.1 billion Muslims in the world, and they all owe their faith to the sacrifice of Imam Hussein. And trust me that had it not been for the sacrifice of Imam Hussein and his companions, there would have not been any Islam to worship. So we owe it to this great, great grandson of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ik fikr hai shabiri, is fikr mein hai meri. Mirase musalmani sarmaya e shabiri. Islam ke daman mein bas iske siva kya hai? Ek zarbe yadullahi, ek sajda e shabiri. I would like to pose three specific questions, and I think this will be my take-home message for all youngsters. The first is for us to really think, who was Imam Hussein and what was the purpose of his sacrifice? It's equally important to know who was the opponent, which is Yazid. Who was Yazid and why did he go after Imam Hussein? What was his intention and what was his purpose? And my third question is that in this time and event, in this time and age, an event that occurred 1400 years ago, why is it important for us to get together, regardless of whether you are Shia or you're Sunni, as long as you're Muslim, to get together at one platform and remember that greatest sacrifice of Imam Hussein? So the first of all, I think looking at the historic perspective of who was Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein was the grandson of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is the last messenger of Allah and the most reverend and most beloved prophet of Allah subhanahu. And then Imam Hussein's mother was Bibi Fatima salamu alayhi. She was no ordinary woman. Every time she visited with Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to stand up in respect. And he always used to say that Fatima is closest to my heart, and anyone who harms Fatima harms me. And she is also the lady of all the ladies in the Jannah. Imam Hussein's father was Hazrat Ali. Salamu alayhi wa sallam. And about him, Prophet used to say, Ali min nurin wahid. Ali is with Haq and Haq is with Ali. Prophet used to say, Ana Madinatul Ilm wa Aliun Babaha. Prophet has a number of hadiths to describe the stature of Imam Ali. This is the family. This is the Ahlul Bayt. This is the family that Imam Hussein was representing in Karbala. And this is the family that's been endorsed very heavily by Quran as well. That all family of Ahlul Bayt, I have purified you the way Allah has the right to purify, to make you pure and infallible and masoom. And who are the Ahlul Bayt? Prophet introduced them. Every day he used to come to the door of Bibi Fatima salamullah alayh, and he will say, As-salamu alayka ya Ahlul Bayt al-Nabuwa. He was very explicitly describing these people. On the other hand, when you look at Yazid, Yazid was intoxicating, murderer, who changed the ways of Islam, who thought adultery, dancing, drinking was perfectly legitimate in the realms of Islam. He was son of Muawiyah, who was son of Abu Sufyan. And their continuous hatred for the family was very evident right from the beginning. Now one would like to ask, why Yazid went after Imam Hussein? What was the purpose? So I think if an intellectual looks at whole perspective and tries to look at what might be the reason, the two things come to your mind. The first is that he wanted to take Arabs back to the old age where they used to worship idols and used to perform all those acts before the time of Prophet Muhammad. He wanted to take Islam back to where it was before Prophet had announced his faith and religion. The other main reason was that he wanted to avenge the death of his forefathers at the hands of Prophet and his ashab. When you think about it, his grandmother who asked one of the black slaves to kill Amir Hamza, and Hamza was murdered by him, and she took revenge in such a way that she actually cut out his liver and chewed the liver of Prophet's uncle. And Yazid was no less. But at the same time, it bothered him enormously that everyone else has accepted Yazid as the legitimate ruler except Imam Hussein. He knew that if Imam Hussein did not accept and endorse his Khilafat, that it will mean nothing to him or to other people. He was really adamant to have this hand of allegiance accepted from Imam Hussein. And Imam Hussein was not going to do this because he knew that a great deal of his grandfather's efforts depended on him standing up against this tyrant. So the Yazid went, not only that he murdered Imam Hussein and his family and his loved ones, but he also followed the tradition of his grandmother. He went even beyond. He took the family of Ahlul Bayt, he killed Imam Hussein, they decapitated all of them. He basically ran horses over their bodies and humiliated the family of Ahlul Bayt and the daughters of Bibi Fatima salamullah alayha. This was his way of revenging. But you can look around yourself, you will see that Islam, alhamdulillah, is still alive. Yazid still failed in his efforts. And today we gather here to remember that great, great grandson of Prophet who sacrificed everything to safeguard Islam and to give us the opportunity to pray the way we do. And of course there are some other cronies. Yazidiyat died, but there are some still followers who call him Razi Allah Ta'ala Anhu. And it's such a disgrace for the entire Muslim Ummah, because I personally believe that he was the first terrorist in Islam. And these people, by naming him Razi Allah Ta'ala Anhu, make him stand in the roles of other Razi Allah Ta'ala, such as Hazrat Abu Bakr Razi Allah Ta'ala Anhu, Hazrat Umar Razi Allah Ta'ala Anhu, Hazrat Usman Razi Allah Ta'ala Anhu, and then Hazrat Ali alayhi salam. I think it's really important for all of us to make sure that we stand fast in the path of Imam Hussein. It's a path of sacrifice. It's a great sacrifice. They come still in the mosques and they blow up innocent people, children, women. Qurans are burnt, mosques are demolished. They also attack Milad ceremonies and festivities. But still, I think Hussein, every time an individual is killed, the whole story of Karbala is recapitulated and restated. And even in this world, in this media, everyone knows what was Imam Hussein and what he stood for. Now to the last question. And why is the need in this time and age for us to get together in this weather to to remember Imam Hussein. I think one of the most important take-home message for all of us is that when Prophet came, he came to a place where people used to not only worship idols, but they were also used to murder each other, used to bury their daughters alive. That was the worst, darkest times in the human history. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his best messenger for these people. And what did they do to him? They would throw rocks at him. They would throw thorns in his path. When he used to pray, they would take all the guts and intestines from the animals and they were put on his back. They used to exile him. They attempted to kill him. They attempted to murder him. They imposed so many wars against Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he enlightened them from dark ages to the brightest times. Now what would have been the reward for such a sacrifice? What could you imagine? What would have been the reward? The Quran says, O Prophet of Allah, tell them, I do not wish any rewards from you. The only thing I wish is the love of my Ahlul Bayt, my family. And I think by remembering them, it's just like you're worshipping every day, praying namaz, and also performing all the followings of Quran and the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, because I think this is one of the most important things for all of us to do. So I think I would also like to say all to all of you, that may Allah reward you and bless you for all your good deeds. And I think you have chosen and you have followed the path of Imam Hussein, which is the path of the righteous, which is the path of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and all the Anbiyas who followed him. اے پالنے والے مجھے سردار بنا دے اے پالنے والے مجھے سردار بنا دے نالائن محمد میری دستار بنا دے کرم کے نواسوں کے عزاداروں میں شامل کرم کے نواسوں کے عزاداروں میں شامل اتنا تو مجھے صاحب کردار بنا دے انسان کو سکون سے رہنا سکھا دیا حسد کے ظلم و جور بھی سہنا سکھا دیا شبیر تیری پیاس نے محشر کی شام تک شبیر تیری پیاس نے محشر کی شام تک آنکھوں کی ہر فرات کو بہنا سکھا دیا مرضی ہے تیری فکر میں ترمیم کر نہ کر سلطان عقل و عشق و تسلیم کر نہ کر بچپن میں دیکھ لے ذرا دوش رسول پر پھر تو میرے حسین کی تعظیم کر نہ کر جہاں جہاں اٹھے نظر حسین ہی حسین ہے شجر شجر سمر سمر حسین ہی حسین ہے زمین سے تابہ آسمان نظر گئی جہاں جہاں دعا دعا اثر اثر حسین ہی حسین ہے نماز کو اذان کو رسول کے بیان کو کیا ہے جس نے معتبر حسین ہی حسین ہے نبی کی پشت پاک ہو یا نینوا کی خاک ہو غرور سجدہ جس کا سر حسین ہی حسین ہے جو تین دن کی پیاس تھی تو کربلا اداس تھی رہا جو مطمئن مگر حسین ہی حسین ہے والسلام